in the text, there's a, I noticed there are different mentions and a reference to Pliny the Elder and to the natural sciences. There's also, I found interesting that there was made a reference to, I had to check it out, of course, that one, Gerasim Pribilov, who was the sort of Russian merchant who opened in the late 18th century this road to the Bering Islands, so the islands of St. George and St. Paul. Basically, they were looking for seals. It was kind of sort of classic history. I mean, I was in Portugal recently, and there was this, we visited the Bacalhau Museum, and there's this story of how the Portuguese, you know, went from their coastal fishing to North Canadian fishing ground because they were running out of. There's a whole the story about Pribilov, as it's told in the book, is that of the exploitation of the hunting and, if you wish, merchandisation of fur of seals. And the islands were bought by the Americans, I think, later in the 19th century. I mean, it's a sort of complicated story, and it's all and with various legal issues to try and stop, basically, the hunting, because the population of the seals was going down quite to a point of extinction, basically. Mm-hmm. So the question that was asked is, when you have some animals that are dead and living, but there's also a point about how, I suppose, particularly in the early 21st century, how we, of the presence of animals in our communities. So we have a text on here in the volume library and audio library by Baptiste Morisot called The Diplomats, which is all about negotiating the return of that wolf in Europe. So I'm wondering how, you know, you find these animals dead or living, but how the it works within this perhaps the connotation of ethics in a complex sort of relation in the early 21st century. And it seems to come strongly in the work, but I don't know how much you've talked about that.
The position I took was mostly that one of a bear, basically how a bear feeds, because they're like opportunists. Basically they eat what they found, so they're scavengers, they eat dead, they eat mushrooms, they eat berries, they basically eat everything. That's
hopefully not a polar bear, because they're almost, there's not, almost nothing for them to eat, and they're almost extinct.
They love baby seals. They eat baby seals mostly. Well, also a polar bear has to eat, like young polar bears are scavengers. They eat if they die if they cannot eat dead meat anyway. So it's kind of interesting point. So for me also always the question was always like, what is accessible for me? It's like, it was clear I would not kill an animal for making an artwork. On the other hand, if you look at it, like in an earlier work, I've been working with Drosophila fruit flies, and I killed thousands of fruit flies just to make some pigments. And I felt really bad afterward. I had like a very emotional, suddenly there was this emotional thing about like, oh, you can't kill all these beautiful little flies just to make a painting in the end. And there were all these questions coming up, but it was really clear to me that there's all kind of distinctions made for, and that it's that as a general view on it, we're completely not consequent on our views to animal. It's a very personal, it's very emotional. Like you would not kill your pet, your beloved dog, your beautiful whatever you have, just to eat it because you're hungry or to make a pair of shoes, but you have no problem going to eat a hamburger somewhere else. It's completely contradictory. And the only thing I put upon myself as a rule was like, you're not killing an animal just to take a print of it. Because that would have been a shortcut to the polar bear. You can you can buy a license to shoot a polar bear. It's no problem. It's no problem, but it's not something I wanted to take on myself. So I was literally waiting until somebody would give me a polar bear that I could print. Or, like, some of the animals were printed alive, so some were dead, some were alive. Like, I developed a very good connection to the University of Bern, to the Veterinärmedizinisches Institut, and I got calls like, yeah, we have a dead lynx in the freezer if you want to show up. So there's always a question of time, like, you have to react quickly because you cannot predict these things. Like, if you're not killing, you can really not predict when something is happening. So there's a lot of unpredicted things in the whole process that were really important. And like the brown bear who is in the book that is printed is in Bern at the Berngraben, or actually in the zoo, not in the Berngraben itself, in the zoo in Bern. And this female bear, she was sedated to do some surgery, and they called and said, like, you have to be there 10th of October, you have 15 minutes, then she's waking up, you have to be out. So there's all these kind of quite funny, in a way, funny situations, but you have to do the stuff at that point.
So the feeling to be the hunter,
it was not about waiting.
It's the same, no?
Oh yeah, it's about waiting. Mm-hmm. No, hunting is waiting. Mm-hmm. Hunting is not shooting. Mm-hmm. It's a very short moment. Mm-hmm. But I learned a lot about making art for that. Like, I try to do things, like, now I'm trying to do things only if I feel like it. Like, when I feel like, oh, now is the right moment to do things. And it's also the way polar bears hunt, actually, by the way. It's not, polar bears don't just lie on the ice because they're tired. That's the way they hunt, because they wait where the air holes of the seals are. And if a seal shows up, they go like that. But that means you have to be ready for 2 days. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you miss it, you might be dead because you starve. So
also what you talk about, the waiting for the polar bear, it sounds for me also a bit like a project that could have never been fulfilled, or that the way to go there, mm-hmm. and the waiting, and maybe it's never gonna happen. Yeah. If the idea about this is much bigger than actually doing it, but how you felt now when you did it, and what did it lose some? Did you lose some interest or some? Or did you wish you probably would not have done it because? It's more about, you know what I mean?
I know what you, no, I felt kind of sad that it's, that I gave myself this rule of, now it's over, mm-hmm. sadly, it's because I loved it, and it's mm-hmm. kind of,
there is nothing higher to find, no? That's like the...
But in a way, I'm really happy with that book, I have to tell, and kind of, it's also good mm-hmm. when things are done, when you have to find something new, and I mean, the story with the polar bear is nice, it sounds really good, it's easy to tell, it's kind of, wow, people react massively on polar bears, that's also mm-hmm. a reason. I love these loaded objects, mm-hmm. like everybody knows a little bit about polar bears, but nobody really knows, like some people say it's extinct, but actually there's more polar bears that ever lived on that planet. And it's like their disappearance, it's kind of, it's a big thing. And I can still talk about it, but I think I'm much more focused on the process now, like the whole series, like all the other animals I've printed became much more value, have much more value with after now the polar bear is printed, like the whole series. It's also the polar bear, I mean, there's also this notion of trophy hunting, and somehow the polar bear I got finally from the Norwegian polar bear research team. The deal was they will call me if they find a dead polar bear somewhere out in the Arctic, and I have to be there within 24 hours to go and take the print. That was the deal I had with them. And it actually happened like that. Just the thing was, the polar bear is actually like the most normal polar bear you can imagine. which is a dead 2-year-old male. That's kind of most of the polar bears, they just starve, like part of the natural selection is starving. So they have death rates like over 60% within the first 2 years. And so it's pretty small actually. It's a normal bear. It's not this trophy thing. I mean, polar bears can go up to 3.50 meters to 500-600 kilos. Like an old male can be pretty impressive, but it's just like you want to say, I want to print a person 2.10 meters who is taller than 2.10 meters. So it's something very exceptional. And not having this trophy as a, you know, it's a polar bear, but it's kind of a normal polar bear. And for me, it's not a trophy in the end. It's kind of just a normal animal in the whole series. I'm kind of happy with it. And it's not about showing how much power you have that you can kill this beast or like who's the top of the food chain. It's just what you get. It's more like gathering. It's less hunting in the end. It was more like gathering.